tie that back to film, it gives you a better understanding of why people are striking and why everyone is so terrified. This is why we're trying to get the contracts changed now, because we don't know where AI is going to be in 10 years. Yeah. But if we can get a regulation on it now and have it in our contracts that AI cannot influence what we people do on our film sets, they can, you know, sure, maybe give us ideas, use it as a tool, but not take over for us, to try to solidify that we're still going to have a film industry in 10 years. Right? Because that's what people see. They see where we're progressing. And I think everyone's focused on here. We got to look here. Because here is not that far away.
Yeah. And also, I think, as I was saying before, that maybe more people haven't like engaged to that, because it's the entertainment, you know? I've been talking with a bunch of actors, as I was saying, and it's incredible, the whole misconception that is going on. The fact that be like, oh, why actors are doing this? I mean, they get paid millions, and now they're doing, you know, things like that, when they don't realize that that A-list actors is like 1%, is like a tiny percent of the whole other actors who are, you know, doing their jobs, who are like having multiple side jobs to sustain their, you know, their livelihood,
craft
to, you know,
fashion.
And things like that. And it makes sense, because as I was saying before, at some point some other industries is going to be taking over by an AI, and another one, and another one, and then at some point it might be even too late for everyone to be like, you know what, screw it, we don't want that anymore, because then they would say, we don't care, an AI can do your job. So maybe the only solution with that would be when people doesn't have, as we were saying, money to spend, you know, money to actually buy their products, you know, and things like that. Maybe that would be like the solution to counter everything. But who can tell that maybe at some point that is also too late for companies to be like, our AI went rogue, you know, we can't control it anymore, or maybe we can shut it down, but because it's on the net, who can tell that AI went to the cloud, let's say, and stay there?
Yeah. And I feel like we're in this epidemic of getting rid of the middle class, like getting rid of the middle class.
Yeah.
Right, with cost of living going up, with, you know, AI replacing all the lower to mid level actors and writers and,
yeah, yeah,
you know, like people that aren't making that top dollar, right? Like, that's what's going to happen when that middle class is gone.
Which is, I mean, we're talking about millions and millions and millions of people who are in the middle class. I mean, I'm included too in that class.
Oh,
so
me too.
There you go.
Actually, not in Vancouver. Vancouver, I'm definitely lower class. But, you know, like everywhere else, middle class. Like, in that.
No, yeah. But that's, you know, yeah, that's scary, because what is going to happen then? I mean, people are going to, you know, the other day I was checking that, like, you know, if you want to buy a van right now, it's crazy. It's more expensive now than 10 years ago. Why? I was checking because most people are using it to live there. They're like adapting it so they can live there. And you can see now a lot of people right now that they're living in their car, basically, you know, and because they can't sustain to pay a rent, because rents are going crazy. But the problem about that is the landlords, they are putting this crazy, crazy prices. And what is happening is that there is room for everyone, you know, there's actual room for everyone, but because it is crazy expensive, now we have more empty apartments that people on the streets, let's say. But that is because of this whole situation that is happening.
And it's not entirely the landlord's fault, right? Like,
absolutely. It's the whole, absolutely.
Well, yeah, like I know somebody who bought a house, and they bought it, I want to say, 5 years ago. And our fixed mortgages in Canada are a little bit broken, because they're fixed for like 5 years. And then you have to get it like reassessed. So they all, like, a lot of people bought when mortgage and interest rates were like 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So they were buying these $1 million houses with, like, I only pay 1% interest, right? Because that's the going rate for a house here in Vancouver. It's like a minimum $1 million.
Totally.
And so when they just got reassessed, it was now an extra $3,000 on their mortgage. Just on. Right? So if you're competing with that, like, rent does have to go up. But it's getting to the point now where people can't pay that rent price, right? Like, mm-hmm. you are essentially paying a mortgage. Or at least half a mortgage, and what a mortgage would have been 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's all getting really out of hand. So I've thought about it too, just buying like a tour bus out of that. Like, it's it's an investment. It would be mine. It would be my space. But now, where do you park it?
Yeah, I got, and you know what? I got that idea too. I was like, if I go, you know, I've been planning to go to Canada. I'm like, if I go to live in Canada, wouldn't it be easier if I bought a van and I just travel, you know, from Mexico to Canada by van? But it would be my home, so it would be like a lot more cheap for me because it is true. I mean, it like the whole rent and everything. I was checking it. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy expensive and even expensive, like even expensier, like way more expensive in other cities. For example, in LA, you know that there's a lot of people out there who are living in tents, but they have a MacBook, you know, or they have, you know, or they have like a like an Xbox or their newest phone, but they live on tents because they can't sustain to pay our normal rent, which is crazy. And I do think that the problem here is when you threat, I mean, maybe not threat, but when you remove, or I wouldn't say remove either, like what is it, what would be the word here? My point
Yeah.
here is maybe, but what I'm trying to say here is that if you are trying to remove the survival instinct for a person, you know, to find for them to find a place to call home, I do think that the problem will start when people start to get aggressive. And we can see it now, you know, that people are actually becoming like more aggressive. And even these days, people are angrier. And you can totally see why, because, you know, like with jobs and everything, that you will go to a 9 to 5, but you will not be able to sustain our a small rent, let's say. And that will and of course that will make you angry, and that will be make you desperate to do whatever you can so you can sustain a decent lively, you know, a decent home, a decent life, you know. So I do think that is the problem that we're also heading in the next couple of years, because with the whole AI stuff that is replacing people eventually are gonna get crazy and are gonna get angry, and that's gonna be ended up causing more like more riots. I mean, and that is when, what if an AI will take the decision to be like, you know, take them out, you know, think like that. So if
Well,
we
it also
think
makes me wonder too, like what's going to happen to our education system?
that's also true, because now with the AI stuff, you don't need to learn anything right now. You know, you don't
Why am
need
I
to.
paying? Like, I guess not
No.
me. I love my grandparents. They're amazing. They're paying for it. But like, why are they paying $45,000 for my master's when that's going to mean nothing?
Yeah, you're gonna be on the streets basically, because you're not gonna have enough money to sustain a decent home or even like a decent room. I was checking rents, just, you know, just wandering around on Google, and the rents in New York, LA, they're like crazy, but they're like, it's nonsense of what they're asking for the small place you're getting it, you know, and people who are able to afford the house and everything, that's like a very minimum percentage of the other people who is wondering on the situation to be like, you know what, like what is like what if I'm what it's what do I have to do now? And even like for newer generations, what's the point, you know, like what are they going to be their passions about, you know, because acting, I mean, what if acting gets replaced by an AI and things like that? What if the whole engineers and police, firemen, like all of those type of jobs, what if they get replaced by an AI? What will be the next point? What would you want? You know, like you know what I mean? Like, what would be your passions about? You know?
And even thinking about that too, wouldn't it be way cheaper to get the Tom Cruise AI as opposed to paying Tom Cruise is like,
Totally.
you know, his minimum?
Totally.
Right? Like there's that too, right? Like it's not just us it's going to affect.
Yes, it's gonna affect everyone at some point. At some point, it's gonna, even the A-list actors are gonna be affected at some point, because as you mentioned, why I would be paying millions to bring Tom Cruise to my film when I can put an AI of Tom Cruise do the exact same stuff. I can do everything on a computer and don't have to search for locations. I don't have to pay anyone. I can just do it with a kick-ass computer. I can create a film on Tom Cruise. And I was also seeing that for example, on the video game industry, that they are also trying like to use AI, you know, and that, I mean, that again, that will be letting it to a point that what about the developers? They're not gonna be having a job anymore, you know. So it's crazy when you think about like more like as we have been thought about this whole conversation. I mean, it's getting to a very dark place. That, I mean, not only we talked about like the whole AI that is gonna take control at some point, but humans are gonna get crazy, you know? And we have seen it multiple times that if you don't have like a purpose to live, like a purpose or anything, then your mind just just goes away and you start to do nothing and you will get these crazy ideas, and eventually people get crazy because they're bored. You know, we are sociable beings who need to do something so our brain can maintain and entertain. And if we remove that, I think that's gonna be the problem, with people are gonna start to turn into violence instead of arguments. You know what I mean? So,
well, that's what happens, right? Like, if you take away, it's actually the Hunger Games kind of encapsulates that.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Absolutely.
As terrible as that sounds, you give people hope, you give them food, you give them water, you give them shelter, and they're happy. But when you start to take those things away, people start to revolt. Because if they don't have their basic needs, what are they doing? Why are they following, you know, what's going, like, what's expected of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Did you saw this show on Disney Plus months ago called Andor?
No,
it's from the Star Wars universe.
I've seen bits of it. My old acting coach loved it, but
anyway, there is a. Well, I will have to ask you. Can I spoil it a little bit? Sure. Okay.
Good.
So there is this scene, right, in which our protagonist will go to this kind of work camp, right? So he goes to jail and he goes to this work camp, but they tell them, you know, you just need to complete your sentence, work here, and when you're done, you're free, right? So that's pretty easy going, right? So you will work there, everything. They will get you all the proper needs for you, so you can continue working. But guess what? When you finish your sentence, they don't let you free. They kill you. And they tell everyone, oh, this guy got free. You know, this guy is living the life now. But no, they kill him. And
there's a whole scene where they're like, it's between the main character and another guy when they're talking, when they just find out, right? And they're all on the ship and they're like, do we revolt or do we comply? Right?
That's the thing. Scene? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like what got me thinking now is, like, what if at some point that happens too? Meaning that what if they just start to selling us these ideas to continue working, to continue, to continue do something, but at the end it will lead you to nothing, you know? And that is like the most dangerous part, because as I was saying before, when you take a human their humanity, I mean, then we will not be different from any animal. And if we start behaving like animals, then it's gonna be a mess. Maybe some people who are listening to this or seeing this will be like, come on, this, you know, you guys are going too far. But it's not. Are we? I mean, just think about it. You know, like back then, you remember like the first iPhone when it got Siri, right? And I mean, I have never used Siri. I mean, I do have an iPhone, but I have never used Siri because I don't see the point to it. But anyway, but at that point, it was super, very basic, right? You know, right now, yes, it's like a little bit more. It's like it has improved like a little bit, but also with the AI stuff that as I was saying before, the fact that an AI can get you a response on anything you ask it in less than a second. And what if at some point, I mean, all that we have saying becomes true, because it is happening. That is the most ridiculous thing, that it is happening right now. I mean, actors right now might be the ones who are starting this out, but at some point it's going to be other fields who are also joining in, because it is getting out of hand, you know.
It's,
and
progression,
it is growing a lot, like, and we can see.
If I had to guess what part of the Terminator movie we were in right now, we're just past the opening scene.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's where a lot of people are looking. They're not looking
the whole picture of it.
The whole film, you know, when Schwarzenegger comes back. Like, they're not looking at that part of the movie yet, right? And I'm not saying that's where we're going to end up, but I'm saying we have the choice now to not be there.
Yeah, right now we do have that choice.
Right? Like, let's not wait, you know, for all the time.
Yeah. Did you saw this film from Will Smith, I, Robot?
I don't think I have.
It's when basically they have AIs who are specifically designed to help on, to, you know, to do, to help humans, you know, help on the house, you know. For example, let's say you're old, you will buy this AI who will do all the heavy stuff for you, so then you will have to, you know, you relax in your home, and basically like a like a servant, you know, might be the word. But on the film, Will Smith hates them, you know, because he gets this idea that what if at some point they become rogue and they go aggressive against us, and they're gonna totally, they, I mean, they, it's gonna be a walk in the park for them, because we can't compare, like, with, we can compare, you know, we can't compare, you know. So, I mean, spoiler alert, I mean, that film is like 10 years old now, but it happens. Machines go crazy, and that is what the rest of the film goes. So, I mean, that if, I mean, if they become sentient, what if that, you know, as we were saying, what if at some point that AI is like, wait a minute, humans are horrible, you know? And if you look at, and if you look down our history, I mean, we have killed millions of our own species. We have killed millions of animals too. We have extinct thousands upon thousands of ecosystems, species. I mean, if what to give that an AI be like, you know what? Yeah, humans are the cancer of this world. I'm gonna terminate them, so then life can flourish again. I mean, that could happen. And
the beautiful thing about being sentient is choice.
Yeah,
and we can take away that choice, but they're still gonna have the choice to comply with that or go against it. Right? Which kind of goes back to your point. What happens if they do decide that we suck?
Yeah. Damn. Oh my God. I mean, we can be talking about hours and hours and hours about this topic, because it is crazy. And the more deep we go, I mean, we will definitely be finding like even more and more topics, because yeah, I mean, this is, I would say, like the breaking point into this whole, either our doom or something different, you know? And right now, I do think that we are in the position in which we can stop and be like, you know what? We're going to stop right now with the whole technologies. And you know, let's stop for a bit right now. Let's just sit back and think about what is going to be our next move, instead of getting all crazy with technology, you know? Like, and because like for the past, what, like 10, 12 years, we have seen in a huge advancement in technology, which is great. You know, it's really cool. But specifically in this topic, I would say that it would be better if what if we just stopped for a while. And I think there's some companies who are saying that. I think Elon Musk have said that it should be better if they just stopped for a while, so we can think about what we have next move.
That's because if you look at the timeline of the human race, everything we've accomplished, and it might have changed now, but back when I was in school, if this was like technology starting by tying like a rock to a piece of, like to a stick and calling it a hammer, to AI, all of this has evolved within a year, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know it does. It does.
Like that's how fast we've moved, right? Like our electronic boom, or whatever you want to call it, happened within a year. We have not evolved to that point. We don't understand what we're dealing with. It's almost like watching a new virus come out and not understanding what it can do to you. Like,
and not able to do anything about it.
Right? Like that's kind of where we're at right now. And you know what? For the people that are listening that are like, this is too dystopian, it's not going to be like that. Sure. You know what? That's fine. It probably won't. But at the same time, just think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Like, I mean, yeah, totally.
The possibilities with AI are literally endless. And unfortunately, that is it endless.
Yeah.
That's an endless possibility that could happen.
Yeah.
So where does it stop? Where does it end? What regulations do we need? Do we give them rights? Do they have the right to vote? Do we just give them power to rule because they're going to end up there anyway, and maybe they'll treat us nicer? I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. But I kind of agree with you. I think we do need to slow down and take a break and actually study what we're creating.
Mm-hmm. What if an AI becomes president?
Yeah,
knows more.
It's studying us. Why are we
studying
not
us? Knows more
them?
About us. Knows more about politics and all of that. What if at some point an AI becomes president?
Yeah. And like, that's the other thing too. Is it going to be ethical? Is it going to be logical? Is it going to be moral? And what ethics and moral are they playing off of? Like it's going to evolve. It's going to form its own opinions.
Yeah.
What opinions is it going to have?
Yeah. Yeah. And I got super quick. It got me wonder. Do you think that, I mean, that being said, that if they become sentient, they develop morals, feelings, you know, ideals, things like that, would you say that then they will have a soul?
That's the question, right? And that kind of goes into the whole thing. Like, how do we know that we're not just programmed things that are uploaded into something. Like, there is a theory. I remember watching it once on, like, some sort of, talking about reincarnation, and they were saying that the way our brains work, it's very similar to how, like, a TV receives a signal in a channel, when you turn off the channel, like, the signal goes away, but it can always come back.
Yeah.
Right? So they were talking that people's souls are kind of like that, right? That we're just receiving. So do we even have souls? If that's the, like, it's a whole ethical thing. Like, if you believe in a soul, if you believe in a conscious, if you believe in all that. And from my understanding, from what I know in my being, if a soul does exist, I feel emotions. I can perceive the world. I can make logical choices. I have a conscious, right?
Mm-hmm.
If this AI has the same thing,
then the AI has a
soul. I'm going to say they do, right? It doesn't really matter how it got there. But if it's the same thing, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You can make the same cake baked by two different people. It's still going to be a cake.
Totally. And what if at some point that AI becomes religious?
What's their religion? I want to know. Because I feel like they would be right. Because they have all the information in the world. And like that's the other thing. Like, I'm curious. I'm so curious about AI and what it thinks and how it works. And just having something that's smarter than me. Like, I already know this thing is smarter than me.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not sentient.
Yeah, mine too.
Right? So
yeah.
What happens when you have something that's sentient with opinions that is smarter than everybody here? Like, it's just, there's so many different ways that this can go. And there's so many different talks and conversation we can have about this.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe they'll decide that, you know, we just need help. And we need guidance and to put us in the right direction. And they're the ones that will work with us and move us towards some sort of utopian society where everyone lives in harmony because, you know, they have ethics and morals and they don't want to shed, like, blood to get us to a certain point, right? Like, mm-hmm. We don't know. We don't know how they're developing. And I would love for that way to go. But that's the other thing, too. If you're putting people morals in them, are they going to do it better?
But if at some point it has their own goals, you know, and their own ideals and their own, what is the word here? Their own,
ambitions, dreams.
Yeah, ambitions. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's true. And
yeah.
You know what? Like, I'd encourage it. Have your own ambitions, have your dreams. We encourage every other, like, conscious being to have them. But what are your, like, what are they, right?
My God.
Like, if going back to your regulation question, if we have it, it needs to be regulated to the point of societal growth where we work together. And
yeah.
Honestly do think, like, this sounds really weird saying, but they would have to be an equal. Like, they can't not be.
But that's, if you make them equal, then
we're right back to where we started.
Exactly. We're going to scratch one.
But like, if we take advantage, or like, someone's going to suffer. Right? Either the middle class are going to suffer because they're not going to have work and we're not going to have an economy, and the rich are not going to keep getting richer because people aren't spending money because we don't have any. Or you have a being that's smarter than us, knows, and if it can feel emotions, knows and feels where it's at is wrong, it's being mistreated, and can have this better life and knows how to get there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to suffer either way, whichever way we tip the scale. But if we keep it in the middle and we work with AI as opposed to against it,
yeah.
Or how it works for us, I think that's the, like, you were asking about pros and cons. I think that's the best outcome.
Yeah,
I really,
true.
Really, really do.
I really hope that too, because, like, what if the rich class is like, you know what, we don't need humans anymore, and AI can do whatever, you know, and AI can create everything we want, and then we get replaced, and then we will be basically loose in the wild, and then we'll become the next, you know, basically be like really an another animal species right now.
Have you played Horizon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to think they're not that far off.
No, it's not. Now that I think of it, no, it's not. And actually the whole Horizon game was due to, yeah.
But getting back to, you know, kind of like our time and what's going on right now,
yeah.
Like the direct effect that it's having on people, and it's not even, you know, fully sentient on its own, doing its own thing, it's still having a very detrimental effect on people. And I think that's what the focus should be on is, if this is for the people by the people,
or it's against the people. Yeah.
Let's make it work with the people for the people. So, you know, we're not losing work or losing money or worried that, you know, I'm going to school for this thing, and in 10 years when I go into the workforce, I'm not even going to have a job. And it's very scary for a lot of families and a lot of people that are future planning. Like, my boyfriend works in film. He hasn't worked in 6 months because there's nothing. And he's now wondering, he's like, I've changed my career 2 times already. And we had this discussion yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you could always go back to IT. And he's like, nope, AI's taken that over too. And I was like, well, what if there's something new that you want to do? And he looked at me and he was like, just try and find one profession, one, where you don't think AI is going to dip its toes in and take that away too. So now when you're telling your little kid there, what do you want to be when you grow up? What options do they have?
Yeah, there's no, yeah, there's like, nothing. Yeah, there's nothing. Nothing, like literally nothing. No, writing, and I can do it better. Acting, and I can do it better. Manual work, and I can do it better. Plus, it's something, if an accident happens, no problem. They can replace it. Problem solved, you know?
Yeah, they can order a new arm. We can't.
Yeah, 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 we can't. I mean... Yeah, nothing.
And then here's another question I have for you. Just to kind of flip the table a little bit.
Yeah.
Because now they're talking with this whole like AI and, you know, understanding how people work and sentient beings and stuff online. Super dystopia. Uploading people onto computers. Do you think that's now out of the question with everything that's happened with AI?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. You know, what if... Yeah, no, you know, at some point, now we're heading into the whole cyberpunk stuff. What if they download, they basically download your whole brain, your whole information, and put it into an AI, and now you became a new AI.
But would it be you, or would the AI be AI?
It would be you, because it's your whole self, pasted, you know, copy paste into.
Yeah, but when you copy paste, you still have the original link. It didn't go anywhere.
But what if that person? I mean, what if you are on your? You know what? Let's say you are about. You know, you're. Check this out. You're 80. You're 90. Whatever, right? You are on your bath in the brink of dying, and they tell you, you know what? We got the solution for you. We can download your whole information. We could download you into this new AI, and it's gonna be you. Would you say no?
They've kind of already started to do that. But that's the thing. They don't know if it's actually you. But it's like taking your likeliness and putting it onto like online, so then relatives that, you know, miss you can go and like talk to this thing and it will reply kind of like how you would reply.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Like, we're already kind of going there. But my purpose of bringing, I was just curious because that was a part of that conversation that I was having yesterday about AI and like where things will go with technology. And that's another like point I want to kind of bring up too, is that it's not just AI, right? Like,
yeah, it's not you,
right? Just the rate the technology is coming in, right? Like, it's just, I can't get over how fast we have moved and how advanced we are, but yet still how many people are still suffering from it. Like, it's just, it feels like everything is just not aligning, and I would love to see that alignment in my lifetime.
No, yeah, absolutely, because as we've been saying, I mean, what goes up goes down, and what scares me is the down part, because I do think that right now we are on the edge. You know, there is no more else to do. Either we take a decision to start develop something new, because basically this cup is filled right now. If you put it more, it would, you know, it would drop everything. So, you know, now, I don't know what to say anymore, you know, because
I know
it's crazy.
I feel like I have earned my tinfoil hat now.
Yeah.
But
damn.
Yeah, it's really mind-boggling when you think about it. The potential of technology and AI and what's going to happen with people, what's in our future, what's in our careers, what's going to happen in our family life, what's going to happen with our health, what's going to happen to our economy, what's going to happen to our government. Like, it's endless. There's no definite answer now, because we're dealing with something we don't know. And it's amazing. It's, what's the word I'm looking for? When things progress,
Evolving?
Evolving, yes, but like in business. Innovating.
Innovating,
It's innovating. It's innovating, it's progressing, but it's also terrifying. So it's, yeah.
yeah. And you know, just to be clear, we're not trying to cause panic on people.
No. No.
No, you know, this is, I mean, this is not to cause panic. This is just to make sure that just sit for a while and think about all of this. That's it, you know, because
And
we're,
go
yeah.
ahead. I was gonna say, like, and this is what people are thinking about and why we're striking now. Obviously not to the point of dystopia, but I'm sure an AI can write a real good Riverdale episode. That show's canceled now, but or it's ended. I'm sure it can write a really great Riverdale episode. However, let people do the people thing.
Or can rewrite the perfect ending for Game of Thrones, you know?
Weird. That's a whole other
Right.
podcast episode, Dan.
Yeah, it's true. At the end, let humans do the human thing, and the world's gonna continue function and problem solve, you know?
And
Otherwise, yeah, no, I don't want to live in the whole Horizon universe or Terminator stuff universe, you know. I mean, no, to go toe to toe with a robo dinosaur, yeah, no, I don't think about that.
I guess my question for, like, not even just you, just even for everyone listening, like, what benefits do you think that AI would have, right? Like, why did we create it? Why is it here?
To make our lives easier somehow, right? I mean, that would.
But that's not where we're at. So why is it here?
Huh. Well,
We've talked
damn.
about a lot of scenarios right now, and all of them ended up in dystopia, which just because we watched a Hollywood, like, a lot of Hollywood movies, but why is it here? How did it come about?
Yeah, we never need it, to be honest.
We didn't need it.
Yeah, things were good before the AI stuff. Things were functioning properly. If you had to search for something, you were searching between other books, you know, or online here and there, and you will get your own results, and that would be it. So the so you so so your life was already easy because you had all the information in the palm of your hand, you know. Damn, yeah, no, yeah, it's true. Like, why even is it here? We didn't ask for it. Nobody asked for it. God damn, Nikki.
I know. It's a weird question because it seems like it should have a very straightforward answer.
Yeah, but I mean, when you when I but when I told you to make our lives, yeah, our lives easier, then is it? Or is it where is it makes our lives easier, or is it makes us be like more useless?
That's the question, right? And that's kind of the thing with AI. Like, where does the purpose go? Like, if
Yeah.
you could have AI take over for you tomorrow, and in a positive light, right? Like, we have universal income, you don't have to go to work tomorrow. And sure, for the first week, I'm sure you'll take a lesson, you'll learn a new instrument, you'll paint a picture, you'll do all the things. But then what's after that?
That's the thing. What's after? Like, what's the goal, right? If I take this, if I take painting classes, or if I start to do something new, you know, a new thing. Yeah, but what's the goal? If I don't have to do nothing to achieve into a better life, let's say, because I already have it due to an AI. So, you know what? I do think that if that happens, still it's gonna cause mess. Because then people aren't gonna have to achieve for anything anymore. And I think that is what makes us wake up every day and be like, I'm gonna continue working hard because you know what? I got this passion. I want to achieve this. But if something else be like, you know what? You don't have to worry about that. I already achieved it for you. You retire right now. You know, go enjoy life. You know, go do whatever you want.
That's
That's
the beautiful thing about people. is
That's
we
the
always
thing.
try to be better. And
That's
I
the
don't
thing.
mean like be better isn't like be better, but like we always strive to improve.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's a skill at work, a hobby or something, right? Like we have a drive, and that's how evolution works, is we just keep adapting.
Yeah.
So if yeah, like, and that was something I don't have an answer to it. I don't.
No, me neither. I mean, as I've been thinking about, if I think it like plain and simple, no, the answer would be nothing. I wouldn't have any passions, any, I mean, I wouldn't do anything, you know. I would, because there is no goal, you know. There is no ultimate goal. There is no, there is, yeah, there is nothing on it. I mean, it's empty and it's boring if you think about it, because all the, because everything you have fought for, you know, and all of your wins here and there, so you can continue building your road, but then someone comes along, puts a perfectly road and be like, just enjoy the ride and don't do anything. I mean, perhaps some people might say, oh, that's perfect, and okay, that's fine, but at least to me and to you as well, it would be boring, because what's next? You know, what's the next chapter for Dan? What's the next chapter for Nikki? If we both have achieved what we wanted in life and we don't have to worry about the basic, like the basic stuff, what's next?
And like I don't want to say that we should be working more. Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I
no.
truly believe that we are way, way too many hours as it is.
Yeah.
But I think everything is on a pendulum, right? Like I do think we still need to work and contribute to society and, you know, like try to help other people, but I don't think we should be doing that for 40 hours out of our week or, you know, a quarter out of
Oh
our day.
yeah, no,
Like
yeah, but that's like, yeah, but that's like another, that is like
a whole other thing.
other thing. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I mean, our goal, our point here is, if you, like as I was saying before, that like usually when you wake up, you have this energy to be like, I want to keep working and I want to keep following my, or do whatever I want, because I have a goal, you know, that I want
With a
to
sense
achieve.
of accomplishment.
Exactly. But if you remove that from us, then there's nothing. There's emptiness and there's boring, and that eventually is gonna cause to chaos. Because what I have discovered in our history is that we humans, we tend to cause chaos when we don't have nothing to do. You know, same thing with a child, for example. You know, when a child is has nothing to do, what is gonna happen? It's gonna either tear up like tear up the carpet, or perhaps,
Draw
you
on the
know,
walls.
but yeah, exactly. Or do some, you know, just do destroy the couch, you know, or put pencils on the couch to make it like a fort, but you're gonna ruin the whole leather of the, you know, like all of that. I mean, it's chaos. And if you think about, if you do that for an adult, the chaos that an adult might cause, it's gonna be a lot worse than a child. So yeah, that's true. That is also
What's
one
the
thing.
balance?
There is no balance. That's a problem. I mean, right now, as we were saying, right now we're just having our toes on the water, and that's it. You know, we haven't fully dived yet, but we are on the process of doing it. If this not gets into a point in which we're like, we're getting too far away. I mean, this is getting out of hand. And people, as I mean, as we were saying throughout this whole conversation, if you take the livelihood for a person, their accomplishment, if you take that away from them, I mean, I don't, I mean, we just have to Google examples when human, when like all the type of human atrocities, you know, because people get crazy, and that is, I don't know, I don't know if that's the goal, perhaps, you know, perhaps for this AI stuff, perhaps that is the goal, you know, or not, who knows, you know. As I was saying, I mean, I don't know anything about AIs, and I'm not, and I'm no, you know, like a designer or like things like that, not at all, but. Yeah, it has to be regulated, because this is getting into a point in which what's the next thing happening, you know? So
And I think, yeah, I think that was the most important question that you asked at this, like throughout this whole conversation, is what regulations should we have? Because even though we talked about it in the 7,000 different scenarios, at the
yeah.
end of the day, it's here. It's here and it's with us and it's growing and it's learning and, you know, we're growing and learning with it, but not as fast as, you know, they're doing their thing. So
Yeah.
what's the happy medium? What's ethical? What is
What is not ethical? What
exactly
is legal? What is legal? What is, yeah.
like what are the rules?
Yeah.
Great power comes great responsibility. So like
No, but it's true.
exactly, so like what are the rules? And I think that's everybody's first question, and I think that's the first thing that needs to get solved before we continue with AI.
Yeah. Damn.
I know. You weren't
Yeah.
expecting this when you were like, "Hey, Nikki, do you want to talk about AI?"
I wasn't. I mean, to be honest, I did have a chat, talking about AIs with a friend of mine, because I do have a because I recently created another podcast, which is with a friend of mine, and I just but talking about random topics here and there, you know, nothing regarding chat with that and anything, but that chat wasn't deep as this one. And that's what get my attention, because I was like, I didn't like we didn't mention that on, you know, when we were talking that day, because I don't know why, but now with you, it got me even thinking like even more deep, to be like what the hell is like what the hell it is gonna happen. And it's scary. Yeah, it's exciting, but at the same time it's scary.
And you wanna hear something wild? A question I asked you, if you think that AI should have rights because it's a sentient building being. Do you know when someone asked me that question?
Don't tell me that it was the Snapchat AI.
No, it was not Snapchat AI.
Oh,
but
okay.
That was a question that was brought up to me back when I was in high school or junior high learning about ethics. And it was a scenario that was posed to us was, if for whatever reason we end up getting like the whole Terminator thing, right? Because they were trying to teach people like ethics, right? Like if you have emotions, if you know, if you're a member of society, yada yada yada. If now if we have this clone thing, oh, it was religion. That's where this came from, because they were cloning. This is back when they cloned the sheep. I don't know if you remember that. So they were asking, we got to the point of cloning, right? Do they get rights? We've made them. Right? They were made by God or whatever you want to call it, but we made them, right? And it's kind of the same with AI. We made AI. So now you have two living beings, like, are they entitled to rights? So this has been a topic of conversation since I was like 13, which was a lot longer than I'm going to admit in numbers ago. Do we still have an answer for that question?
No, we don't have an answer right now to that question. And that got me even another question, which is, if we are creating a sentient being, I mean, and I don't wanna touch any type of religion, but then aren't we gonna become God because we're creating a soul?
And that was the topic that we were having back in that old junior high class, right? It was like, what happens when you start to play God? Like, what happens in that sense?
Are we able to play as, you know,
And so, like, don't mean to get super tinfoil hatty here, but, like, it's a question that I have thought about quite a bit, right? Yeah. And even with AI, too, like, it's something that I have, because I didn't have an answer then, still don't have an answer now, all these many years later, right? Like, it's, and I don't think many people do have that answer. So I'd be curious to, like, hear other people's opinions, like, if you are listening to this, like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, let us know in the comments for sure. I want to know. I want to know those comments. Yeah.
I'm very curious. Like, do you think that, you know, things that we create that are sentient, like, should they have rights? Should we be treating them like people? Like, what are the ethics there? Like, what are the ethics that come with having this being?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, if you give them rights, then you can marry an AI at some point.
I'm sure there's not a whole lot of people that would actually object to that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was checking they were kind of using or been thinking about to put like the sex toys, you know, like sex dolls and everything, but with an AI.
I think they've been working on that for a little while. I remember like that popped up, I want to say like 10 years ago, when they had the doll that could talk or whatever it was. It was on the news like a long time ago, but.
Yeah, but if they have rights, what if, so basically, if they have rights, what if at some point that AI calls the police because their husband or wife threats them or tries to kill them, you know?
Or tries to make them do something that they don't want to do.
Yeah, like, say, yeah.
Right, like, it's a whole deeper layer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
I'm sorry, I just turned your podcast into a conspiracy podcast, but
no. I mean, come on, Come on, not at all. I mean, this was a very interesting, amazing topic. I loved it because it actually got me thinking to a lot of stuff that probably got me think that that is probably got me thinking for the rest of the day and probably for the rest of the week and you know so on. Because I haven't. I mean, of course, yeah, there were some things that I was thinking about that we, you know, some topics that we touch, but at the same time, some things that didn't came into my mind just happens now, and it's as I was saying. I mean, it's terrifying. You know, so as I was saying before, I mean, we're not trying to panic, to cause panic or anything like that. Don't. I mean, this is not, you know, this is not the way we do things. It's just to make people to just think about it. As I said before, just sit back, grab a glass of wine, beer, whiskey, whatever, you know, whatever you drink, and just think about it. Just give it a quick second and that's it. You know, so wow.
Although, whoever decides to make this movie off of our podcast, the ideas that we threw, please cast me.
Yeah. Yeah. Even my dog is causing a racket right now. Yeah.
I
okay.
My cat's. Oh, he's passed right out.
Yeah. Yeah. But no. But I know why he's doing that. So we're gonna have to wrap this up. So Right, so Nikki, I mean, what can I say? I mean, I'm speechless. You know, for the first time on the 2 years that I've been doing this podcast, for the first time, I don't know what else to say. I'm speechless. definitely, we touch a lot of topics. Definitely, there's a lot of things that we need to think about, and definitely it's gonna make a lot of people to think about later on once they see this or listen to this. And I want to thank you for basically blowing my mind.
thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you so much. So next time I'm thinking about using AI, I'm gonna be
you know. No, please don't be like that. Don't freak out about it too much. It's just
I mean, I know this is I mean, we are not experts in the matter or anything like that. You know, we're just some just two dudes just talking about, you know, some stuff here and there, and that's it. Which I love it. But yeah, in the meantime, keep being this incredible, of amazing, of a badass person you always are. Keep rocking and keep blowing our minds, because you're definitely doing it in a fantastic, epic way. And also want to thank those who check on this episode. Thank you so much. Let me know what you think in the comments. You know, we touch a lot of topics. So put all in the comments, you know, let us know what you think so we can answer those questions. Also, make sure to go follow Nikki right now. I mean, this episode is about to be over, so go follow her. Leave her a question too if you're interested. Why not? And again, Nikki, thank you. Keep killing it, and I'll see you in the next one.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right.